Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll get to Joe Burrow, because it...
Joe Cool.
It seems more and more likely he's suiting up on Sunday. You saying yeah?
I'm saying yeah.
Both you and I didn't believe as of yesterday.
We're like the lone wolves on this one. Everybody sort of thinks he's going to play because he was a full participant. If their next week's game was on Sunday...
I also would think he's playing.
I would think differently.
The fact that it's a Thursday game...
Yeah.
Are we the only people smart enough to have figured it out, or is everybody else also factoring that in and we're just the only people paying attention?
Well, right now, let's say yes. Sunday at 1, when Burrow's out there taking snaps, we can be like, all right, we had that one wrong.
Yeah,
I think he's not playing. I also think it's...
You know what the Lions moved to? Because Vegas thinks he's
six?
Playing. 5.5.
What?
Vegas thinks he's playing. It's 5.5.
Ja'Marr Chase still isn't playing, though, and Burrow hasn't played since week 2.
That's an indication that the line has moved because the assumption is he's playing. That's all I'm saying.
See, I still don't think he is. And one thing that people are trying to read into is the reps or lack thereof for Joe Flacco. But if you follow that,
all over the place.
They manage him. He doesn't practice Wednesdays and Fridays and still starts in games on Sunday. So I wouldn't worry about the Flacco part of it.
$10 Shake has our back. Yes, Jones. You and Keith are the only two paying attention. I agree.
Our eyes are open on this one.
We're the only ones who get this.
You guys need to wake up.
You understand it. I heard one good theory on this.
All right, let's hear it.
Flacco is more banged up, and so that is between Chase being out and Flacco being more banged up. Burrow maybe had Thanksgiving circled, and now he's pushing it a little bit because their season is on the line.
On the brink.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
To put it one way, it's a season on the brink, John Feinstein. I wonder if he's pushing it because of that. Like, hey, there's no Chase. Maybe Flacco's really feeling it, trying to play through something. I can push it a little bit to do it. But I would assume, all things being equal, these practices are getting ready for the Ravens on Thanksgiving.
They're done. The Bengals. They're 3-7. Their next four games: Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens. Yeah, let's just hang it up. All right.
I don't love their chances in those.
No, I don't either. They're done.
But look, I mean, as of a week ago, I was like, I bet they just open Burrow's practice window,
sit him down the rest of the year.
And then he practices for 3 weeks, and if they're out of it, they just shut him down. But to his credit, it seems like he wants to be out there and play.
All right. It'll be a better challenge for the Pats. I don't think you can expect it to be vintage Joe Burrow. Like, I think he's still going to have some rust. He hasn't played in so long, and he doesn't have his favorite receiver out there. So, like, that's not an ideal situation for him. And he doesn't play defense, and their defense is garbage.
So the Patriots, I think their implied total is like 29 or something like that. They're going to score on the Cincinnati team. But obviously,
everybody scores on Cincinnati.
Obviously, Burrow has a way better chance of keeping
it up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the Pats secondary against what sounds like it's going to be Joe Burrow.
I guess so.
is this week's Verizon matchup. I am curious how much Gonzalez travels around with T. Higgins, if he does that at all. That would interest me, and just how this Patriots secondary plays against what is, albeit a rusty, but high-level quarterback in Joe Burrow. That is your Verizon matchup, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. We started the show by talking about the Bills. They're dead in the division.
Division dead.
They'll still be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not saying they can't win playoff games, but in terms of the AFC East, the Pats just won it last night on the back of that Houston defense. You print up the T-shirts in the nor'easter blue.
The nor'easter blue-gray, whatever
color
that is.
It's a good idea by Keith. Mm-hmm. So I think the division now done, and Houston can do more of your dirty work. You said they play the Colts and the Chiefs next. That is a defense, by the way, and we did talk about this yesterday, too. We ranked our teams 1 through 9 that we'd want to face or not face in the AFC. That they beat Houston, I think, the Patriots. I'm rethinking it a little more after watching last night how that defense shut down Allen. But I would pick them in that game. The game would be here in New England. That does feel like a nightmare matchup that would leave a mark. Like, let's say you open. You're the 2 seed, and you open on wild card weekend,
yeah,
and Houston's the 7.
Yeah, it's not a gimme.
I don't think it's a gimme, and when I say it leaves a mark, it's like
physical defense. They're
going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the next week, you might still be feeling it when you have the game after that. So Pats have the inside track for the 1 seed. I wouldn't personally want to face that Houston team in the playoffs. That doesn't mean I don't think the Patriots would beat them.
No, that's why.
Or I wouldn't pick them, but I would like to avoid them.
Of course. That's why the ideal scenario would be you are the 1 seed. Let's say Denver finishes as the 2 seed. Houston just gets in as the 7. It's Houston-Denver in a game that'll probably be 13-10, and both teams just kill each other the whole game. Great.
That is great.
Awesome.
Well, that's great, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what you want. Like let them you know, play each other. One of the great defenses would then go home, and then you kind of go on from there. As it stands right now, Houston's still not a playoff team, but they're getting close, and we'll see what happens with some of these other games this weekend. Buffalo now the 6th seed, so they would open the playoffs at Indianapolis. I'd still probably take the Bills.
I would take Buffalo.
Yeah, for sure. As much as I think they are very flawed and they are solely reliant on their quarterback, it's still better than being solely reliant on your running back. Right? Like that's sort of the difference between the Colts and the Bills right now. One has a great quarterback. One has a great running back. I'll take my chances with the quarterback.
Looking at our AFC rankings, the teams we'd least want to face to most want to face, both had the Bills 3rd yesterday. I had the Texans 6. You had the Texans 7. Should we make any revisions there? Like, should we drop the Bills and or raise up the Texans?
I mean, I guess you could make a case, like, because I had the Texans 7. You had them 6. So based on beating the Bills, maybe you could move them up a little bit. But the reason why I had the Chargers ahead of the Texans was just their coach quarterback combo. And so I was looking a little bit more at that. But it's hard to ignore the Houston Texans defense. Now, when you get into a playoff game, is it Davis Mills? Is it C.J. Stroud? What does that look
I think
like?
It'll probably be Stroud.
Will be, but even he, like the shine's kind of come off him a little bit. It's not a great offense.
Yes and no. They've won a playoff game in 2 straight years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
They've won, I think, double-digit games in back-to-back years. They're on pace to do it again. Let me double-check that part of it. And they've won a playoff game in the last 2 years. So, yeah, I don't look at C.J. Stroud as I did after his rookie year.
Yeah, they were 10-7 both years.
Where I thought maybe he'd be, like, the next great young quarterback. Like how we look at Drake May now.
Yeah.
How we looked at Jaden Daniels last year, which, by the way, that is, like, are we getting ahead of ourselves on Drake May, taking him before Joe Burrow and things like that?
Yeah, no, that's the best.
Daniels and Stroud last couple of years would be lessons in that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think that Houston team is a team to take seriously.
Yeah, pretty good.
617-779-7937. Guys, you're out of your mind. Burrow's obviously playing, and we should want him to play.
I do want him to play, so I'm not out of my mind on that. I just don't think that he is.
He's still on IR. Like, for everybody who's saying he's definitely playing, he has not been activated off IR yet. You guys think he's practicing not to play? It's one of the dumbest things you guys have ever said.
Ah!
That can't possibly
top
be
five
true.
Dumb things? Are we doing well, that?
It might be top five.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think it's the dumbest, but
he
yeah, maybe top five.
He would be the first
five.
Player to practice and not play that week.
No.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booty and Rhamondre Stevenson were at practice last week.
Right.
They didn't play. 617-779-7937.
Bucky Irving.
Yeah, Bucky Irving.
You can't be starting on Bucky Irving. Guy practices all the time.
Yeah, if you want to
air
our fantasy complaints, Bucky Irving's a practice. He's been at practice for weeks. Our pal JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Hey, Jones, Keith. Sorry, it's not Susan. It's JP instead.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
can I, wait,
fine.
JP, can
we
I just
put out a call?
Can I remind Susan? We would like a proof of life. We'd like to hear from you out there,
yeah.
Susan. Nothing personal. No offense.
No.
We would just like to hear from you. The Twitch chat and text line is calling. But, JP, wonderful to hear from you as well.
That's okay. You know, I was going to try to do a serious call, but I got to put a little funny one in there. Jones, I got your new studio T-shirt to wear. It's based off of yesterday's show and the crossover. It's on to CVS.
What? JP?
Yeah.
CVS?
Why is that? Can you explain the joke? No, maybe don't.
I'll be honest. I don't remember the crossover.
They were talking about would husbands go to CVS for their wives.
To get some
tampons.
This is what Greg said yesterday in the show. Greg told me this off the air. I didn't hear this.
Oh, the Jones never had sex?
Greg, he's had sex one time.
Once?
Although, Keith, as you pointed out,
it just means your wife has had sex.
That doesn't actually prove that I've had sex.
Correct.
It just proves my wife has had sex. That's a good point. But no, I didn't actually hear that, but Greg did alert me to that yesterday, JP.
Yeah, that's catching strays.
The trick, though, we'd all do that. The trick is you take an hour and a half to get home, even if it's around the corner. There's always traffic.
Yeah, I'll go get your tampons, but I'm setting my fantasy lineup and putting in bets.
Having a couple small beers.
Yeah, exactly.
Couple of quick thoughts from last night, honest football observations. One, next time we play Buffalo and any team playing them, put 8 in a box, 9 in a box. That offensive line is terrible. They were after Allen, blitz him, sack him. They looked terrible. They were wrapping him up worse than a boa constrictor would. Sorry, Keith.
Oh, come on.
And the other thought, honestly, is that it made our offensive line and the confidence that Drake May is going to have behind him and going forward even higher, because I just realized how bad that was and how it can affect the game. I've never seen Josh Allen taking hits like that and getting sacked so much. So
JP, I think Spencer Brown, the right tackle, was banged up. They highlighted that during the broadcast. And that's not an excuse. I just think, you know, there's a chance when their offensive line is fully healthy, I'd probably take it over the Pats, although I don't pretend to know a ton about it. Dawkins is good. Brown is good. I don't pretend to know a ton about their O-line. I think what Houston did last night, I don't know if it was blitzing per se.
Yeah, they have like a really good just defensive front.
Their two ends are incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard it, but people are calling him Will Manderson.
I've never heard that.
So he was a man last night.
Right.
Danielle Hunter's great. And I also think the main thing they did with Allen is they took away rushing lanes outside of one play, actually, where Anderson worked inside and Allen took it outside. They took away rushing lanes. When Allen was looking to move the pocket and run, there was nowhere for him to go. I think that was bigger than blitzing him, per se.
Yeah.
I think he was looking to escape, and he couldn't. And then
he just ran 20 yards backwards.
The offense broke. Yeah, but that play is a great example. Like, he was constantly looking to break out of it, and he could not escape the speed of that defense and the pursuit of that defense. So I think if there's a lesson there, that's it. I don't know if the Patriots have the personnel to do that, but I think that's the lesson.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, if they have, you know, especially if they have Milton Williams, and then they won't the next time they play the Bills, but like if they played him in the playoffs, let's say, like, I'm pretty confident that they're going to be able to generate pressure just even with the four guys up front. And then you really just have to make sure Allen doesn't run like crazy, and then that, you know, Cook doesn't have a couple big plays. Other than that, like, nobody else really scares you on that team at all.
I mean, Cook one big play and a kick return. That was it.
Yeah.
Although, as you said, I mean, I am minimizing it too much, because that hook and ladder fourth down conversion was awesome. I mean, that thing was awesome.
That was sweet, but you can't run that all the time.
No. No,
and they somewhat limited.
They used it up.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stingley was doing on that play, but that was an unbelievable play. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Friday four-pack for Pats and Bengals at 11:30. We got the Week in Review at 12:45. Of course, don't forget about the keys.
Oh, baby.
Keefe's keys to Pats and Bengals at 1 o'clock. And because, Keefe, the Pats are playing the Bengals,
yes,
we're going to give you our top five Tigers on a top five Friday next.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.